Good evening. Thank you for joining us. Tonight, as U.S. troops draw down from Afghanistan, the country now grappling with an uptick in terrorism. The deadliest attack so far this year happening just days ago at a school targeting girls. Here's ABC's Ian Panel.
This is not a battlefield. These are not soldiers. This is a school. These are children. Dozens of them dead. More than 100 hurt. Most of them girls who dared to get an education. But in Afghanistan, even that can get you killed. In a war without boundaries. Once again, the country risks a descent into chaos. Four bombings in just 10 days, pulling at the seams of a fragile nation.
It's a devastating situation for women and girls in Afghanistan, especially for those who actually stood with these common values of democracy, education, liberties.
It's been said many times that Afghanistan is the graveyard of empires, but more accurately, it's the land of graveyards. America and Afghanistan were joined at the hip by the events of 9/11. But as America plans to leave 20 years on, it's the Afghans who've done most of the suffering, most of the dying, and there's a real sense of foreboding about what the future now brings.
Every face tells a story, a life cut short. A dream unfulfilled, just some of the thousands who perished in terrorist attacks. This is the reality of Afghanistan. Another attack, another cycle of sorrow and turmoil. Anger, pain and grief hang heavy over the victims' families. The carnage at the Sayyid al-Shadada school in Kabul. The deadliest attack so far this year. More than 85 people were killed, at least 147 wounded. And the target? Teenage schoolgirls. Those who survived this terrible day have physical and mental scars that'll never heal. The Afghan government blamed the Taliban for the attack, but the militants deny involvement, even going so far as to condemn the violence, calling for a three-day ceasefire.
The bombing was likely perpetrated by an organization like the Islamic State's local affiliate, Islamic State Khorasan Province. The target suggests that. The fact that it's a girls' school suggests that. Extremist groups in Afghanistan are likely to be more emboldened. They include groups like Al-Qaeda, the Islamic State, and even the Taliban itself.
The Taliban ruled Afghanistan with an iron fist in the 1990s. An oppressive, fundamentalist regime steeped in an extreme interpretation of Islamic Sharia law. At that same time, Al-Qaeda relocated back to Afghanistan, led by Osama bin Laden. In this Afghanistan, the Taliban placed a chokehold on its citizens, especially women, who were denied even basic rights, banned from school and most jobs.
I cannot talk about women's rights. It's collapsed.
Intolerance and extremism were lethal bedfellows, plaguing the country but becoming an ever greater threat to Americans everywhere and eventually the US homeland. After 9/11, the United States invaded this country to find Osama bin Laden and dismantle his al-Qaeda forces and the Taliban who sheltered them. It became America's longest war, 20 years of fighting, costing the lives of nearly 50,000 Afghan civilians and more than 2,400 American service members. As US troops now withdraw, what's left behind is a gathering storm of instability.
The Taliban-Al-Qaeda relationship remains unbroken, and I would not expect that to worsen over the course of a U.S. withdrawal, but to strengthen. They're going to be emboldened. They're going to believe they're winning, and in a sense, they are. So I think we should expect to see the Taliban continue to work with a range of different terrorist organizations in Afghanistan.
More than 1,700 Afghan civilians have lost their lives in the first 3 months of this year alone. And the threat of terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda and ISIS fester in the shadows. The Taliban signed a deal with the United States, but not with the Afghan government. And these local troops are now the last line of defense.
I think the unconditional withdrawal message that was announced by President Biden certainly emboldened the military extremists. They are preparing to come back in any ways they can, not only Taliban, but other military extremist groups.
Fawzia Koofi, one of Afghanistan's leading political figures, a champion for her nation and its women, and a vocal critic of the militants.
Hello, Fawzia, subh khair. Good morning.
We met her in Kabul 2 weeks ago to see the progress women and girls have made in the 2 decades since America invaded and how the withdrawal threatens to undo that.
The Taliban regard what is happening as victory for them. Is this defeat for the women and girls of Afghanistan?
It is. It is. We have tried in the past 3 years to take the destiny in our hands, our destiny, and be responsible and be part of those major decisions that usually women have not been part of that.
Her crusade has also made her a target. Last year, gunmen attempted to assassinate her in a high-speed car chase, her daughter right next to her, the second attempt on her life.
They removed bullet from here. It was hit from here and all the way went to here, and I spent 2 weeks in the hospital and went to the negotiations with my hand in cast.
She's one of the few women who's been negotiating with the Taliban on behalf of her government, trying to broker peace to guarantee the rights of women in her country.
When you are in the room with a group that only 20 years back did not recognize women as equal citizens of this country, equal class citizens, but to negotiate with them to allow you to run for presidency, to allow you to go to school, to allow you to have a job with dignity, to allow you to go out of your home without judging on your appearance, that is not easy, but my hope was at least that it's not violent. We are negotiating, we are talking, we are using the power of words over the bullets. Since last year when we started the negotiations, 400 women have been targeted, killed through assassinations.
Can I ask, they're targeted because they're women and they're targeted because they're empowered, they have a voice?
They're targeted for both.
And in the wake of the recent attacks, killing so many young girls, she's warning there will be more to come.
It will continue because it's a kind of no one's responsibility game. Nobody takes the responsibility. And there is no also thorough investigation by our government to clearly let the public know who is behind this.
Why target young girls, innocent, going to school?
These military extremist groups have always been against girls' education. By targeting such innocent girls going to school or getting out of school, they want to terrorize the society. They want to demonstrate that no other girls should dare to go to school. Now they are targeting the soft power of the society, the younger generation, the educated part of the society. They target our future.
And yet, remarkably, despite what can seem like the endless shedding of blood, life, and hope, even in the wake of such utter devastation, there's still defiance, resilience, and determination.
We دوباره که صحتمند شدم دوباره به درس تعلیم ادامه میدم و جواب شانم میدم که شما نمیتونین از اون راه شما درست نیست که پیرو شوین. بیاین قلم بگیرین، بیاین صلح کنین، بیاین آشتی کنین تا هم شما آرام باشین هم ما آرام باشیم.
When we come back,
if our generation, so we girls, we boys that we are studying, we all are growing all together and we all will be educated, this positive things, our education will change everything.
What's at stake for the girls of Afghanistan?
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's a delicate art to making balani.
When she puts in half and she turns it back, it turns like a half circle.
A dash of salt, flour, some chives and potato, rolled with love and care.
You're blessed to have so many daughters.
Is it good or it needs more honey?
Yeah. She says
she wants more sweetness.
Yeah. She likes it.
The meal is traditional. Their lives are anything but. Amina and Salah Mohammed's daughters live in stark contrast to generations of Afghan girls before them.
Why is it so important for you that your children have a good education?
Because there is no difference between boys and girls for me. They are equal and sometimes they can do better than the boys. Yeah.
If our generation, so we girls, we boys, that we are studying, we all are growing all together and we all will be educated, this positive things, our education will change everything. So this is our room.
Yes,
but that future now at risk as US troops withdraw from their country, opening the door for the Taliban to possibly regain control here.
Your daughters, they said they were worried about when the Americans leave. Will the schools still be open? Will the Taliban come? Are you worried or are you confident about the future?
ما نسل خاطری که پس دوباره فضل طالبا بیاید که مکتب بند کنه چرا ندارم؟ طالبا میاید نمیمونه مکتب را بند میکنه.
Paris is my love, as you see there, my cabinet is
Oh, you got the Eiffel Tower on the shelf.
Medeha and Mastura are just like any other teenage girls. I first met them 2 weeks ago. Their vision of the world full of wonder, minds overflowing with imagination.
Oh, that's lovely.
I have drawn this with pen.
Oh, wow, that's very good.
Dreams of a different life, far away from home.
I really do like to go to Canada for studying my university because I heard that they're respecting Afghan people so much.
Oh, wow.
I really do love them.
That's very dark.
And that's me because 2 years ago I cut my hair like this, like one side was like boys.
Did you?
Yeah, and other side was like girls.
And I... Were your parents happy with this?
Yes, they don't have any problem. They don't have any problem with what I'm having.
It's a simple joy, rooted in a complex history. The Taliban suppressed women's rights and education for decades. In areas they still control, women have been beaten in public in recent years, stripped of their dignity. This is the reality of life under the Taliban. But over the last 20 years, the US occupation of Afghanistan mitigated the Taliban's power, giving rise to a new Afghanistan, one where many women and girls are now free to pursue an education and enter the workforce after years of exclusion. The dreams Mastura and Medeha share forged in these classrooms.
My wish is to raise the woman's voice What really I want is to be a very well-known journalist. I will go for an interview in front of the boss, and if he asks me that, what is the main reason, what is the main wish that you hear, I would tell him that I want to sit in that chair that right now you're sitting. I really want that.
This is what the Taliban fears. Open books, raised hands, questions, opinions, and learning. A generation of young girls empowered.
What are your hopes for the future?
I want to learn the politics law to help my country.
You want to be a politician?
Yes.
President?
No.
The gains unimaginable for so long, but fragile, now hanging in the balance as American forces begin to withdraw from Afghanistan. Girls and women here have the most to lose. Their futures, Afghanistan's future, uncertain once more.
If like Taliban regime took over Afghanistan, like everything, the door of our minds, the door of our hopes will be closed.
Afghanistan has had 40 years of war. Do you believe there will be a time of peace?
I'm really hopeful that peace should come, but if there is the power of gun, there will not be any peace, I'm sure about it. And if we educate and if we study, if we have the power of pen, and so there will be peace.
And finally tonight, after the recent bombing targeting schoolgirls in Kabul, our team reached out to the parents of Madiha and Mastura. Their father told us his daughters responded with this question. Why would a school be targeted? We're students, not soldiers. A haunting question indeed. That's Nightline for this evening. Catch our full episodes on Hulu. We'll see you right back here, same time tomorrow. Thanks for the company, America. Good night.